This audio presentation is the teaching of James Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled The Beautiful Wisdom of God, was delivered on June 26, 2022. Here now is James Arcatola.
Come boldly into his presence. Okay, let me get off my soapbox, because it's not my job to to preach today. I'm excited to hear the message and what God's going to be sharing through my brother James. Let's go on to our ways of giving, our tithes. Number one, online at newhopeeasthawaii.com, in person, in the acrylic box in the back where Barbara is. Good morning, Barbara. By mail at NHEH, that's short for New Hope East Hawaii, if you didn't know. HCR2, box 6617, HCR, I don't know what that stands for. KL Hawaii 96749, or text lowercase NHHI to 808-793-5588. So let's pray for our tithes and offering this morning. Father God, we thank you that you are a good God, that you bless us beyond measure, not just with our finances, Lord, but also your hand upon our life, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you enable us to be able to be giving and to be a part about what you're doing, not just here in New Hope, East Hawaii, but throughout the world, Father God. We ask you to bless those that have giving their tithes, Lord God, and those who cannot give right now, Lord, we ask you to open up the heavens and pour down your blessing upon them, Lord God. You know our needs, and you give us the opportunity to just give a little bit back to you. Father, we want to do it to glorify you. We want to do it with cheerful hearts. We thank you for the stewards that you have set apart in this church, Lord, to manage the finances, Lord God. May you give them wisdom and guidance to manage it and steward it well, all for the glory and expansion of your kingdom. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' holy, mighty name. And all God's people say, amen. Amen. All right. Ooh. Take it away, Brother James.
I'm going to wear glasses now. Never did before. Ooh. Much better. Good morning, New Hope. And the new visitors to New Hope, good morning, welcome. And just thank you for joining us and allowing me to speak today. Now it's getting foggy. I say I'm hot this way. Well, it's been 2 weeks since me and my wife came back from our trip, the conference / our mini vacation. And ever since I came back, I've been thinking about this day today. And sharing the message. So let's get started. As an early Christian, while doing my devotions one day, I was reading the book of Proverbs, and this scripture stood out to me. And you won't find it in your handout today, but it's Proverbs 16:16, and it says, "How much better to get wisdom and gold than gold, and good judgment than silver." Ever since, I've been seeking the wisdom from God. This morning, I'll be speaking about godly wisdom. And in your bulletin, it has godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is from God and honors God. Godly wisdom starts with the fear of God and results in living a holy life. Now, on the other hand, worldly wisdom is not concerned with honoring God, instead only trying to please oneself. Which brings me to the first point this morning. How do I receive wisdom from God? You got to ask for it, and you got to read it. James 1:5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for it." When I do my daily devotions and I do my prayer at the end, I always ask for wisdom and guidance throughout the day so I'm able to make wise decisions at work and at home. And another bonus while doing my devotion is I have small groups that we have at Pastor Scott's office Monday and Wednesday and on Thursday. And I get extra wisdom from them and extra encouragement. And then Pastor Scott is a great leader, and he's shown me so much wisdom. And I encourage you, if you don't do your devotions, do it. And if you don't know how, ask our leaders. They'll show you how. And then I remember one time I was early doing my devotions. It was Pastor Scott and Grant, and we're at Blaine's in Orchid Land. And we have the calendar of what scripture. And then I asked Grant, I said, what's this? What's tit? And he started laughing. And the Pastor Scott said, that's Titus. And I said, okay. I told him, they should just spell out the whole name. But that's when I didn't know all the books very well yet. Another scripture is Psalms 119, 1-7. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandments. Oh, I read the wrong one. Eh?
No.
Oh. Continuing. Oh, carefully, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees, then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. Psalms 119, 1-7. Here in this Psalms, the writer talks about the beauty of God's word and his instruction to keep us on the right path and how to live and follow him and not be ashamed of living in such a way. And one day, when Janai was in the ninth grade, I remember this well, they were having a spirit week, and the theme of the day was to wear something that represents you. And with no apprehension or worry as to what others may say, she wore a shirt that said Team Jesus. Yeah. She could have followed the crowd or tried to blend in. Instead, she stood out because of who God was in her, and she wasn't ashamed. She really inspired me to seek the godly wisdom even more, because it made me realize it wasn't just about me, but I have a family looking to me for direction as well. And we should never be ashamed of God.
Amen.
Now for my second one, why is wisdom from God so important? It gives you clarity and discernment. 1 John 2, 15-16 says, do not love this world nor the things it offers you. When you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. Now, as you guys know, I love to go fishing, and I always say I fish for food for my family and to give to my friends. But before I found God, it was for more of pride and status. And I just wanted to prove to everyone that for a big guy, I could catch fish, and I was a good fisherman. But when I gave my life to God, none of this mattered. I still love to fish, but now with the prayer of Pastor Scott, I found out he prayed that I would lose my, not lose my love for fishing, but changed my direction to God and love God more. And I found that out. I've become a fisher of men. Another scripture, Philippians 1:27. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner of the good news about Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith which is the good news. Here in this scripture, Paul encourages all the new believers in Corinth to be united, standing side by side together for the faith, which is the good news. He doesn't want us wasting our time and effort fighting against one another. He wants us to be one, all for the glory of God. With all the turmoil happening throughout the world today, in the pandemics, wars, violence, inflation, the list goes on, we must remain strong in our faith, putting all aside our differences and our thoughts, opinions, and just realizing we come from all different walks of life, but we all have the same mission, is to go spread the good news, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, our last one is, what do we do when we have it? We gotta live it. Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Yeah, some of us have a lot of knowledge about God and His Word, but it's wisdom. But wisdom comes in when we apply that knowledge and put it into action. And here is, I'm going to talk about the men of New Hope and how they helped me and gain wisdom beyond my years. For Pastor Scott, I've learned so much of how to serve, how to love people, how to just empty himself out and just serve others. From Walt, I've learned patience, God's grace, and his love for God. From Doc is our drummer. I've learned how he just serves, and he's just steady, and no matter how busy he is, he makes time to serve. And Pastor Dennis, our leader for the men's ministry, I've learned that his desire to serve and just build the men and get them equipped for the world and just make us better husbands and fathers. From Pastor Aaron, I've learned how to lead, how to be encouraging, and just love. And he's pretty organized too. And then I learned some from the men that have served God for a long time. Al, Charlie, and Uncle Rato. I've learned you can't retire. They're all retired, but you can't retire from serving God. It's never ending. And I'd just like to thank you for sharing your wisdom with me. And they'll share their wisdom with you as well. You just got to hang out and get to know them, and it's all available here. My second scripture is 1 Corinthians 11:1. And you should imitate me just as I imitate Christ. Here, Paul wasn't being arrogant or thinking of himself as sinless or perfect. But at the time, the new Corinthian believers did not know about the life and ministry of Christ. But Paul did. So instead of telling them to imitate Jesus, someone they didn't know, he told them to imitate him because he was a follower of Christ. Now, I thought about it, this would be my chance to throw my wife under the bus like she does to me, but I'm going to give some true wisdom here. I'm just going to say a lot of nice things about her. My wife inspires me a lot. She has so much wisdom. And I've learned a lot from her by just her going to work. She's the light at work. And from her starting her new job at the courthouse, she's changed the environment with just the way she loves God and the way she treats people and loves people. She's not the... And just by following Jesus, she's changed a lot of lives, and I get to hear about it every day when she comes home from work. I listen. And I really found that out when we came back from our trip. They gave her a lot of candies, gift cards, and letters saying welcome back. But as for me, I didn't get nothing, so I gotta try hard. I got a lot to work on. But in closing, back to our trip, I gained a lot of knowledge from the conference and others who attended the conference. And I gained some knowledge when we stayed in Texas spending time with Jen's family. And we all need wisdom from God, especially for me. I keep asking for it, and with this world rapidly changing, we all need to just start exactly where we're at and not where we think we should be, just continually seeking God's beautiful wisdom. Thank you.
Wait, you cannot run away yet. Because it's only 9:39. When James first came here, everything out of his mouth was fishing. I mean, you wouldn't think he was married because he was fishing. And so I would pray for him. I said, Lord, let his passion for fishing turn to passion to you. And over the years, he would go fishing on Sunday. He went fishing one Sunday. And you know what happened? He went roll his truck over. He learned a valuable lesson that day. When I need to be in church, I need to be in church and not down at the beach. And he learned a valuable lesson. And then over the years, his passion changed. And now fishing is on a back burner, just like, and he likes to fish. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But now his passion turned towards God. And over the years, I watched that change, and I look at it like, God, thank you so much. I'm still praying for you for other things, but thank you. Would you thank James? Good job. Thank you for not throwing your wife under a bus, because they would have looked at Walt and me and Doc, and that's what you learn from these guys. Eh? That's not so smart. But, you know, I think we all need godly wisdom in this corrupt, crooked world. That's the only thing that's going to help us get through life. Because worldly wisdom is just going to take you down the wrong path. But I think godly wisdom is the one that'll help us when we're going down the road and, you know, there's a fork in the road. It's like, God, which way? You know, left, right, straight? Because God will direct you in the way that you need to go. And, you know, even if you love God and you do make the wrong choice, God's going to use that to strengthen you, to grow you, to teach you a lesson. And just go with it, but just keep seeking godly wisdom. And we get that from reading his word. And if you need help with getting into his word, let us know. We'll be so glad to show you how we read and how we glean from the Bible godly wisdom. And whenever we get to just teach one person that, it makes doing church so worth it. When you can read the Bible and the light go on, bing, wow. Took me a while because I would read and I was like, what did I just read? But when I read and I understand and the light went on, I was like, wow, I get it. I get it. And it's like, thank you, Lord. Amen. I'd like to call the worship team up. Thank you, James. Jennifer, you got to take him out for lunch because, you know. And he never even talked about socks today. Yeah. All right, so we're going to ask you to stand. We're going to sing our last song, and we're going to dismiss you a little bit early. But then you can still grab your fried rice and take it to go, especially all of you who are visiting us. Don't forget, this is world-famous fried rice made with love, so it tastes really good. So grab, especially these, AJ, your family, Chris, your family, make sure they grab one before they go. Make sure they grab one now, but while we're singing so that they get one. But you need this mic? No? Okay. Well, I was going to sing with you, but better not.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Brother James. Woo! I got to say this. You are wiser than I am. Yeah. Not picking on your wife. One thing I know when I hang out with you is that our God is awesome.
Yes.
Our God is awesome. So let's sing to our awesome God as we take it out today. When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an...
You've been listening to James Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.